Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Nearly 2 million people will travel through Dublin Airport over the Christmas period. It has to be one of the most emotional Christmas videos to watch, and that's the Arrivals Lounge at Dublin Airport, where families are there to greet and meet loved ones and to collect them from the airport over the next few days. Our own Henry McKean is there this afternoon. Henry, tell us, what's the atmosphere like this lunchtime?
Good afternoon and happy Christmas Eve.
Same to you.
Yeah, Dublin Airport. Oh, thank you. It really is a joyous place. There's smiles, it's buzzing, there's tears. And Dublin Airport have lots of actors dressed up in Christmas costumes. There's live choirs and there's lots of emotion that you've mentioned. I met this Kilkenny family and there were tears early on. Grown men, Andrea, crying. Totes emote. I'm having a chat with Julie, Edwina and Liam. Julie, you've been in Australia for 10 years. How does it feel to be home in Ireland for Christmas?
I'm not going to say cliche cold, but it's amazing to be back with family.
So you're feeling the cold?
Already, and I haven't even stepped outside the building yet.
So for you, what does it mean to be home for Christmas?
I haven't been home for Christmas for maybe 6 years, so it means a lot more having family around for Christmas, yeah.
How does it feel to have your daughter home?
Very emotional, and I'm delighted to have her home.
And Liam, how are you feeling?
Oh, magic. Yeah. Yeah, just hits you.
And it does hit you. I mean, I've just met you, and I feel for you. Having family home at this time of the year is really quite special.
Very special, yeah, very special. Especially when we have our first grandchild.
My little nephew, yeah. My little nephew's 6 months old, so it brings Christmas back around again to when we were kids.
Well, welcome home.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Henry, you must be really emotional yourself, I'm sure, meeting all these families.
I'm a wreck. You could say,
emotional
tourism. I mean, I'm in a bad way watching all these people. And you do get caught up in it. You really do. There was a moment earlier where I really got caught up in it. I didn't mean to. I was just watching from a distance, almost emotional voyeurism. But it really, really beautiful scenes here at Dublin Airport. And at the moment, I'm in Terminal 2. And it is buzzing. I don't know if you can hear those cheers behind me as people are meeting up, perhaps for the first time in 10 years. There's grandparents meeting grandchildren for the very, very first time. And we've got to remember the workers as well.
What about the staff and the crews? Sure, I mean, how are they getting on, Henry?
Absolutely, Andrea, you're right. They are working all hours, like yourself. They're trying to keep the airport looking spotless. But I got to meet a pilot, and he is bringing people from all over the world home.
Hi Henry, how are you? I'm Captain Mark Ormley, Aer Lingus, on the 320 fleet, just in from London. Busy time of year for us, obviously, bringing people home. So as you can see, it's quite a few people here to meet friends and family. It's lovely, nice occasion at the airport. This time of year is always special, actually, for everyone, including us. It's nice bringing people home.
So Mark, it must be a pleasure to fly people home at this time of the year for flight crews everywhere.
Yeah, it is. You do get a different sense of it this time of year, because flights tend to be, things are certainly fairly calm, I suppose, November wise in the winter and December, and then things start to pick up the last couple of weeks coming up to Christmas, and flights are fuller and people are in great form getting on. And there's a lot of emotion at the airport. You can see, you saw it yourself earlier on, I think you were saying. So yeah, it's a really special time of year at the airport. The DAA, it's fair play to them, they decorate it spectacularly every year.
Will you have a Christmas or will you be back up in the skies?
No, I'm lucky enough and I'm off for Christmas this year. I finish tomorrow and I'm off for a week. So that's nice. So I'm going to actually enjoy it this year, which is fantastic.
Captain Mark Gormley, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Henry, to you and everyone at News Talk. Thanks very much.
Yeah, in fairness, Henry, I mean, for all of the flight crews and, you know, air hostesses and everybody else that goes with it, engineers, pilots, like, this is a super busy time for all of those guys. And sure, they too, like Mark Ormley there, want to get home to see their own families. What about the grandparents getting to see the grandkids after such long absences?
Yeah, it's very hard for them. I mean, because of emigration, there's so many grandkids living abroad. And for many, it's the first time. I met these grandparents and their grandson, he keeps banging our microphone. You've got your grandson here.
Grandson, Dottie Kelly. Mam, Emma Kelly. And his dad, Owen Kelly, is coming tonight. So they're coming from London, home for Christmas.
And how old is your grandson?
He's 15 months.
And he's really going for the microphone.
He's inquisitive.
And how does it feel to have him home for Christmas?
Well, the last time we saw him, he wasn't walking. So he's walking this time, so it's extra special now. He'll be up to all sorts of mischief. So he will, won't you, Di? Won't you?
So he's delighted, isn't he?
He's delighted now to see us. And normally he only sees us on the phone, and he's just all excited now to be home. Aren't you? Home to see Santi. Aren't you? Stop.
He didn't like my
phone. Must be amazing, Henry, for grandparents, you know, particularly welcoming home kids and grandkids that they haven't seen in such long, long periods of time. So you're going to be there throughout the afternoon meeting families, Henry, and chatting to them.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I've been speaking to them all afternoon, and I will be. Here is Graham McQueen from Dublin Airport.
Yes, over the course of Christmas, we've got 1.8 million people coming through Dublin Airport. Today's another busy day, 100,000 people going through. We're going to stay busy right up until the end on Christmas Eve, bringing people home, getting people away as well. So really exciting time, lots of emotion in the terminals, lots of hugs, lots of kisses. But look, we live for this time of the year. The team is really pulling out all the stops to give people a good experience this Christmas.
I understand you're extremely busy, and air traffic control are keeping an eye out on someone very special.
Yeah, so we'll stay busy with flights up until very late on Christmas Eve. The last flight will come in from Tenerife about 11:15 on Christmas Eve. We'll then have the airspace free for Santa and the reindeers to come into Dublin Airport if they choose to do so. So all eyes will be on the sky to see if we can spot that big bright red nose coming over the horizon, delivering presents to kids all around the country.
And that is so important, to get the skies clear for that moment.
Yeah, we'll be pulling out all the stops to get the operation here done in time for Santa coming in. The last flight will come in about 11:15 on Christmas Eve. That'll mean on Christmas morning the airspace is totally free for Santa and the reindeers to come in and out as they please. The forecast is looking good. A little bit of wind, but that's good. We can get them in and out nice and quick. So that's good news for all the kids going off to bed on Christmas Eve.
And Graham McQueen, will you be able to get to bed yourself, or will you be working right through and hanging out with Troy Parrott?
Yeah, look, we've had a great year at Dublin Airport. We had Troy Parrott go through this week into his own airport, of course, because we renamed him after he scored those three brilliant goals. So you never know what's going to happen in Dublin Airport. We're here today seeing a few famous faces walking in, lots of families reuniting, things like that. So there's a magic around the place at this time of year, and we're going to keep soaking it up right until the very end on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, in fairness, 11:15 on Christmas Eve night is late, and thankfully, as Graham says, the weather will hopefully play ball. Henry, I know you've managed to nab somebody there at Dublin Airport. Siobhan is with you. Siobhan, good afternoon.
Yeah, here is Siobhan, the mum, and also fronting her daughter, who was just back from Dubai.
Hi, Siobhan. Hi. You can hear me okay? You can?
I can, yes.
So you're collecting your daughter, is that right?
Yeah, I'm collecting my daughter, Fanting. She just arrived in from Dubai.
Oh, fantastic. So she's just back. When did you last see her, Siobhan?
I seen her in March, actually, but it just seems, I'm just delighted to see her.
Yeah.
Miss her a lot. Miss her so much, yeah.
So I'm sure there was an emotional morning for you and the family when you were heading out to the airport to collect her.
Yeah, just myself. And I actually was getting all ready to video her, and I missed her. She was in front of me before. I don't know how I didn't see her. She was right in front of me before I had a chance to video anything.
Ah, brilliant.
Yeah. She's here now. I'm so delighted now. She's here for a week.
Oh, brilliant. And where is home, Siobhan?
We're in Connemara in County Galway.
Oh, you have a trek home this afternoon, so.
Yeah, straight back home, getting ready for Christmas.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And what's the plans? You'll stick around Connemara over the next couple of days, you will?
We'll be there for the week, and then I have another daughter coming home from Ireland, and I have a son, so we're all going to have Christmas together and just family, and we'll be there for the week. Oh. And she's heading back then. She's here with me. She's heading back for New Year's.
Is your daughter there? Would she be happy to chat to us for a few moments? Do you want to stick her on the phone for a moment? Fanting, you're welcome home. I believe you ruined your poor mum's surprise. She hadn't the phone out She missed you.
I was texting her and everything. I gave her a text to say I was on my way, but she missed me. She was too excited.
I hope she had the sign, the poster made, had she? To totally
she
embarrass
didn't,
you.
It was meant to be on the phone as well, but look.
Great.
Her smile was enough.
I'm sure it's hugely emotional there, is it, this afternoon? You know.
It's actually lovely to see. There's so many families reuniting, yeah. Which is great.
So you're back for a week and then heading back to the Middle East for New Year's?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I've been over there for about 2 years now, so it's nice to come home for Christmas. So it's always all about family, so it's great to be home.
Well, do you mind me asking what you do in Dubai?
I'm an operations manager. We're in a visa outsourcing company.
Okay.
So payroll company, we do company setup, all of that kind of thing.
Yeah, and you're enjoying life there?
I am. I'm a sun kind of girl, so it's definitely nice to be over there.
Yeah, well, you could have arrived home to worse weather, I should say, in Ireland.
I know, that's true.
The West is always a little different. Any big Christmas traditions back in Connemara?
We have, so Nan and Granda do host the Christmas Eve party with all of the cousins and aunts and everything. So that's tomorrow. I'll have to get myself prepped from the jet lag for that.
Yeah.
But looking forward to it.
Well, look, it's great. You can hear the excitement in your mum's voice as well. She's thrilled to have you back home when she hasn't seen you since March. Look, listen, thanks a million for chatting to us today, to Henry McKean. Safe journey back to Connemara. Fanting and Siobhan there with our own reporter, Henry McKean. And you can hear more from Henry at Dublin Airport on News Talk Breakfast tomorrow morning from 7 o'clock.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.